Former National Party leader Simon Bridges has given evidence in a trial over alleged concealed donations to the party, agreeing Jamie Lee Ross went, quote, full kamikaze. Seven people, including Mr. Ross, are defending charges related to electoral fraud. The High Court in Auckland is hearing how the relationship between the pair fractured shortly after Mr. Bridges took up the party leader post in 2018. Amy Williams filed this report.
It's the third week of a trial examining the bank transfers, text threads and socio-political networks of those accused of gaming political donations. So far this week, two large anonymous donations made to the National Party in 2017 and 2018 are the focus. At the time, Jamie Lee Ross publicly claimed Simon Bridges had asked him to collect and split one large donation to avoid disclosing who the donor was. Under cross-examination, Mr. Bridges denied the allegations and said the MP had gone rogue.
Was it your wish that the donation not be disclosed to the Electoral Commission?
No, it wasn't.
So what he was saying here was untrue or a lie. This was Mr. Ross going full kamikaze, wasn't it?
The court heard how disappointed Mr. Ross felt at the time after being given the transport and infrastructure portfolios when he had wanted to be chief whip or shadow leader of the House. Mr. Ross's lawyer, Ron Mansfield QC, read the court a text his client had sent to Mr. Bridges about the matter.
My head says suck it up. My heart says go kamikaze. Head wins, I'll suck it up.
Under cross-examination, Simon Bridges says he thought it was a good opportunity for Mr. Ross.
It certainly wasn't a political setback. I will not accept that at any level. He had been significantly promoted.
In his opening statements, Crown lawyer John Dixon QC said Mr. Ross provided a list of names of sham donors to the party, despite knowing the true donor was wealthy businessman Yiquan Zhang.
The Crown's evidence shows that Mr. Ross has admitted this conduct, at least with respect to 2018.
Mr. Ross, Mr. Zhang and two other businessmen have been charged by the Serious Fraud Office in relation to two donations to the party. All defendants deny the charges. The trial continues.